And now Suzanne and Ruth will do the sailor's hornpipe for us. Let's clap them onto the stage.
Here it goes again, it won't play. It won't play again.
They came for the first time last year, and they are already favorites. The Seafood Combo, Tallahassee.
Not me.
Yeah, I knew this. I had to turn this one down.
That's good right there. Howdy, everybody. We're the Seafood Combo. Music with good taste, music that tastes good.
Jesus. All right, we can do a tune now. It's an old tune. I really don't know where it came from. It's called Jesus on the Main Line.
Tell him what you want. The line is never busy. Tell him.
what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. And if you're feeling down and out, tell him what you want. If you're feeling down and out, tell him what you want. And if you're feeling down and out, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Want, whoa, whoa, Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up.
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 You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Thank you. Okay, for our last number, we're going to do an Italian tarantella.
So we got a little jumping going.
What?
Tarantella.
That was called tuning right there.
And they're a pleasure to have on the program. As you see, we are hurrying because it's getting to be noontime, and we want you to have plenty of time to go eat up all those vittles. Now, Zeke and Rosa Stevens of Panama City, and they're going to show you how to beat the straws. And he's going to play his gourd fiddle.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to present to you this time a very famous gourd fiddle. I'm not the only one in our nation of this kind, as I know of, which I made. So I have a little strap around here I put around my neck, ladies' garter. That's to keep them loose. Drop and get your side and drop and break it. So we're going to take off now. I got to have a television showing up.
Come in.
We're going to give you a turkey in the straw.
Thank you.
down yonder. The next piece.
Now let's welcome Lee Kelly from Palatka.
Thank you. I 6 years ago, in 2 weeks about, I started teaching in Jasper, which is 18 miles north of here. And I met so many wonderful people in this county, and for them, I'd like to do these two songs. First one is one I learned from Nick Hallman from Greenville. Tells a story about a man who married a wife who had a daughter, who married his father, thus became his own grandpa. Many, many years ago when I was 23, I married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. This little child then became a brother-in-law to Dad. So he became my uncle, even though it made me sad. 'Cause if he was my uncle, then he also was a brother to the widow's only daughter, who of course was my stepmother. My father's wife then to run. So he became my grandchild, 'cause he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Then if she is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Every time I think of that, it nearly drives me wild, because I have become the strangest thing you ever saw. As husband to my own grandmother, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Thanks, Mom. The next tune is one I learned from a man that collects songs in North Carolina named Bob McMillan. And it's a song about a man who just wants to get rid of his wife to the devil. It's called The Devil and the Farmer's Wife. There was an old man lived under the hill. If he ain't moved away, he's a-living there still. Farewell, ump-to-my-diddle-ump-to-my-diddle-um-day. The devil, he comes to the man at his plow, says, one of your family I must have now. Farewell, ump-to-my-diddle-ump-to-my-diddle-um-day. Oh, please don't take my eldest son, 'cause there's work on the farm that's got to be done. Farewell, ump-to-my-diddle-ump-to-my-diddle-um-day. Well, it's neither your daughter nor your son that I crave, but your old scolding woman, it's her I must have. Farewell, ump-to-my-diddle-ump-to-my-diddle-um-day. Well, you're welcome to have her with all of my heart, and I hope to God that you never shall part. Farewell, ump-to-my-diddle-ump-to-my-diddle-um-day. Well, he tied her up in an old gunny sack, and down the road they went like a dog backtrack. Farewell, ump-to-my-diddle-ump-to-my-diddle-um-day. Carried her down to the fork in the road, said, get down, old woman, you're a heck of a load. Farewell, ump-to-my-diddle-ump-to-my-diddle-um-day. He carried her down to the gates of hell, said, stir up the fire, boys, cook her right well. Farewell, ump-to-my-diddle-ump-to-my-diddle-um-day. Long come a smoke devil come dragging over. Long come a smoke devil, come peeping over the wall, says, take her back, Daddy, she's murdering us all. Farewell, umptimadiddle-umptimadiddle-um-day. Seven more smoke devils come peeping over the wall, says, take her back, Daddy, kill us all. Farewell, umptimadiddle-umptimadiddle-um-day. One day the old man was sick in the bed, and she picked up a batter stick and battled his head. Farewell, umptimadiddle-umptimadiddle-um-day. She was 7 years going and seven coming back, and she called for the backer that she left in a crack. Farewell, umptimadiddle, umptimadiddle-um-day. One day the old man was peeping through the crack, and he spied the old devil come dragging her back. Farewell, umptimadiddle, umptimadiddle-um-day. Well, here's your wife both sounding well, and I'll tell you what's more, she done tore up hell. Farewell, umptimadiddle, umptimadiddle-um-day. Yes, I've been a devil about all of my life, and I ain't been in hell till I met your wife. Farewell, umptimadiddle, umptimadiddle-um-day. There's sure one thing a woman can do, she can go down, out to her devil and the old man too. Farewell, umptimadiddle, umptimadiddle-um-day. There's one advantage women have over men, they can go down to hell and come back again singing farewell, umptimadiddle, umptimadiddle-um-day. Thank you.
Now, for the final number on our morning program, the delightful LaFeva family from Knoxville, Tennessee. They didn't come last year, and we missed them, and let's welcome them back. Mama and Papa and the three young'uns.
Well, we'd like to start off this morning with a song that is not strictly a traditional song. However, it's a traditional story. And I couldn't find a song to go with it, so I had to write one. We have friends about 70 miles from Knoxville in the Smoky Mountains. And this old gentleman was a moonshiner back in the 1920s. Well, he made a lot of money, he and his brother, moonshining. As a matter of fact, they made so much money that when their mother bemoaned the fact that the streets of Newport weren't paved, they loaned the town enough money to pave the street in front of their mother's house. That's a lot of money. Well, they went on, and they moonshined, and they continued to make money. The crash came in 1929, and all their money was in the bank. They were wiped out. And so Jake, we'll call him. I won't get into his real name because he's still living. Went up north, he joined the Ralph Tui gang, and they robbed banks. He figured the banks owed him something, and I'm not so sure about what he was right. Well, he made another fortune, and the law was after him by that time. And he wasn't going to put it in the bank again and get stuck, so he put his money into mason jars, you know, like you pack moonshine, like they used to pack moonshine. And he buried it along the banks of the French Broad River, and he was arrested and went to jail. And while he was in jail, a great catastrophe happened. That's what the song is about. It's called The Unfortunate Moonshiner. Jake was the son of a preacher man in the hills of Tennessee. But when the devil came along, temptation was too strong, and moonshine meant money to be free. And he buried all his cash where the river ran wide in the fall of 33. But the spring rains came and the river rose high, and his fortune floated down to the sea. Jake built a still on the far side of the hill, where the law had seldom been. Then he filled many a jar and he sent them wide and far, and the money came a-rolling, rolling in. And he buried all his cash where the river ran wide in the fall of 33. But the spring rains came and the river rose high, and his fortune floated down to the sea. But the law soon caught on and came a-snooping around with a warrant for Jake's arrest. So he buried his gains by the river bank, and he took himself a much-deserved rest. And he buried all his cash where the river ran wide in the fall of 33. But the spring rains came and the river rose high, and his fortune floated down to the sea.
Ticket!
Found him alone on the mountainside, and they took him to the county jail. He was singing a song as they locked up the cell, and he didn't have a penny for his bail. 'Cause he buried all his cash where the river ran wide in the fall of 33. But the spring rains came and the river high, and his fortune floated down to the sea.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we'd like to finish up today's program, get you all riled up with a fiddle tune here. So we'll do, as soon as we get capo on the banjo, this is about 100-year-old fiddle. It belonged to my grandfather, Jeffrey's great-grandfather. And he had to earn it by learning to play on a smaller fiddle. And then my aunt gave him this one. He's very proud of it. Ragtime Annie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you. Cousin Thelma has given me the opportunity here to cordially invite you to attend the mini concerts. We're running a mini concert concurrent with this concert, mornings and afternoons, and then the main concert is on this stage in the evening. So we'll start at, I believe, 1:30 is our starting time. at the old stage.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Did he set up his sound system for you?
Yes, we have a lovely sound.
Good. That's great. Got a real good sound system thanks to one of our participants. He loaned us his for down there. All right. We'll see you back here at 1:30.
John Henry hammered in the mountain. He'd give a grunt, he'd give a groan with every swing. Now the women folks for miles around, they all heard him and come down just to watch him make that cold steel ring. Lord, what a swinger. Just listen to that cold steel ring. John Henry hid in a coal mine for his dinner nap. He had 30 minutes to rest before the bell. Now the mine boss hollered, "Get up, whoever you are, and get a pickaxe. Give me enough coal to start another hell, and keep it burning. Mine me enough to start another hell." Then the bad boss come up laughing at John Henry. He said, "You full of vinegar now, but you about through. We gonna get a steam drill to do your share of driving. What's all them muscles gonna do, huh, John Henry? We gonna take a little bit of vinegar out of you." John Henry said, "I feed four little brothers, and my baby sister's crawling on her knees. Did the Lord say that machines ought to take the place of living? And what's the substitute for bread and beans? I ain't seen it. Do engines get rewarded for their steam?" John Henry said to his captain, "A man ain't nothing but a man. But if you bring that steam drill around, I'll beat it fair and honest. I'll die with my hammer in my hand, but I'll be laughing, 'cause you can't replace a steel-driving man." There was a big crowd of people on the mountain. John Henry said to the steam drill, "How are you?" "Pardon me, Mr. Steam Drill, I suppose you didn't hear me, but I said, how are you?" "Well, can you turn a jack? Can you lay track? Can you pick? Can you shovel too? Listen, this hammer swinger's talking to you." "2,000 people hollered,
go, John Henry!
And somebody said,
the mountain's caving in!
John Henry told the captain, tell the kind folks, don't worry. That ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. It keeps me breathing. This is steel driver's muscle. I ain't tin." "Captain, tell the people move back further. I'm at the finish line and ain't no drill. It's so far behind, yet ain't got the brains to quit it. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills. Lord, Lord, she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills." John Henry had a little woman. I do believe the lady's name was Polly Ann. Yeah, that was his good woman. John Henry threw his hammer over his shoulder and went on home to rest his back. Early next morning, he called Polly Ann. He said, "Come here, Polly. Come here, sugar. You know, this is the first time I've ever watched the sun come up that I couldn't come up with it. Now, you take my hammer and you go to that railroad. You swing it like you've seen me swinging it. When you're swinging with a lead man, they'll all know you're John Henry's woman. But you tell them that ain't all you can do. You tell them, I can turn a jack, I can lay track, I can pick, and I can shovel too. There ain't no machine can. That's been proved to you." There was a big crowd of mourners at the church house. Section hands laid him in the sand. Trains go by on the rails John Henry laid. They slow down. The men take off their hats when they get to the spot where John Henry's lying, resting his weary back. Some of them say, "Good morning, steel driver. Boy, you sure was a hammer swinger."
Yonder lies a steel driving man. Lord, Lord,
North Carolina I did roam. There I met a fair, pretty maiden, her name and age I do not know.
Must be Jesus passing.
Weren't they great? Let's give them another hand. And I hope we all get to see their medicine show, don't you? And I don't want you to miss the medicine show up in the craft and food area. They're better than syrup to sop. It's the first time we've ever had a medicine wagon, and we're just delighted. They're here all the way from Tennessee. Want to make two little announcements while Betty's getting set up here. Please.
There's a county in North Carolina, and that's where I come from, North Carolina, called Madison. And there's more good music in that county and more good music makers than anywhere. And a fiddler friend of mine named Bard Ray has just given me some really good songs that his grandma Dale used to sing. And this is her tune for Little Sparrow. I wish I was some little sparrow. I had wings, could fly so high. I'd fly away to my true love's bedside, and when he courted, I'd be nigh. But as it is, I am no sparrow. Have no wings and I can't fly. I'll sit right down and weep in sorrow, and here I'll weep until I die. If I had known before I courted, my love would have been so dear to me, I'd have locked my heart in a golden locket and keyed it up with a silver key. I wish I was some little sparrow. I had wings, could fly so high. I'd fly away to my true love's bedside, and when he courted, I'd be nigh. Most everybody sings the song Foggy Dew to an English tune, but this is an Appalachian tune that Cecil Sharp found up in Madison County back during the First World War. Every time the baby cries, I don't know what I'll do. Every time the baby cries, I think on the foggy dew. When I was young, one night as I lay in my bed, as I lay fast asleep, my pretty love seemed to come to my head, and bitterly she did weep. She wrung her hands, she tore her hair, she cried, what shall I do? They say the love that men off like the foggy dew. Watch on, dear love, the livelong night, and the morning will be here. Then rise, pretty maid, don't be afraid. Men love, be it mist or clear. So dry your eyes and kiss me, my dear, as once you used to do. The only cold that you need fear is the chill of the foggy dew. She dried her eyes and the gay sun shone. The world grew green in the blue, and the last of the foggy dew was gone, the last of the foggy dew. But love was there in the mist and shine, the old love wonder and new. Oh, fair pretty maid, to let eyes like thine be dim by the foggy dew. Every time the baby cries, I don't know what I'll do. Every time the baby cries, I think on the foggy dew. Thank you.